The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Keir Starmer is visiting Dublin this weekend, and it is the first time, I think, in 5 years since a British Prime Minister has visited, and it is being characterised as a significant reset in Irish-British relations. Alex Rowley, a News Talk reporter, is going to be following the leaders around as they do that reset. What is planned, Alex?
Well, so as we know, later on this morning or early in the afternoon, Keir Starmer will fly into Dublin, and then he'll head on to meet the Taoiseach at Farmley House. That's set to kick off all around 1 o'clock. So you'll have the usual, the photographs of the two in the chairs together. You'll have them walking around the garden in Farmley House as well. And there will be, of course, then they'll go into a bilateral meeting. Now, this is quite significant. As you said, it is a reset in British-Irish relations. You know, we knew it was obviously because of Brexit, it was quite rocky during the time of the Tories and in previous governments here as well. And even while Simon Harris became Taoiseach, you may remember there was a spat or two between himself and the former Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, over, asylum seeker laws in England and what effect that was having over here. So after they met in Chequers earlier this year, Simon Harris extended an invitation and said, you should come on over to Ireland. That's today. So they'll go into their bilateral meeting, and of course, Gaza, Ukraine, the North, all the usual is on the agenda. There's nothing, significant. There's no pressing issue of the day per se. There's no emergency thing. I suppose Gaza, I assume, would take up, a large part of it. Obviously, given Ireland's stance on the whole issue, and given what measure the UK plans to take in relation to sending weapons to Israel. After that bilateral meeting, then the two will come out again, and they'll then head to a round table with a lot of business heads across the two islands, and that'll be their opportunity to discuss, what they think should happen between the two governments. And before that, we're expected to have Simon Harris is expected to say a few words, and of course, hopefully by extension, then the British Prime Minister as well. Following that, then the two are going to hold hands and go to a match and see Ireland versus England, which
I assume the holding hands is figurative.
Figuratively, yeah, of course, because as we know, there's a lot of security around this match anyway, given what's happened in previous years. You may remember in 1995, during a friendly, there was, I suppose it's probably fair to say, a far-right element to some of the supporters that came over and had a look at the match, and that there was a lot of trouble back then. So they're trying to avoid a repeat of this, and hopefully, the cooperation between the two leaders will, be a symbol of that.
There's an op-ed by Simon Harris in one of the papers this weekend, and it is an encomium to the great possibilities of good relationships with the EU or with the UK. It finishes on a line, something along the lines of, we are not just trading partners and significant neighbours, we are friends. He's clearly investing a lot of groundwork and political capital in this.
Absolutely, yeah. And I mean, part of the line there as well, when political challenges overshadow human connections, everyone loses. So there, basically the message there is that the kind of infighting, it was sort of subtle fighting. We were never seen as enemies between two nations, but
some of the stuff around the deportation of asylum seekers got interesting.
Well, that was it. I mean, given the Rwanda bill and the effect it was having on Ireland, I don't think Simon Harris was shy in expressing how that felt. Now, that could have also been his way of putting stamp on the office, as he was new in the job as well. But I think given the change in government, this is quite significant given what, that the two hope to achieve over the next few years, especially if Simon Harris remains in the job post-November or post-February, whenever the general election happens.
And of course, there is a sense that to some degree, Simon Harris is pushing on an open door, given that Keir Starmer has a long and established both relationship with and theoretically understanding of Ireland in a way that some of his prime ministerial predecessors didn't.
Well, that's it. He worked, as part in the North during his career as well, and he was a prosecutor at one stage too. So he understands, the North. I think there is some Irish connection in his family as well down through the years. And that, of course, is different to what we've had over the last few years. And as you said earlier, the last visit was with Boris Johnson. You may remember that was probably all overshadowed in Brexit. They had fully yet to reach a deal with the EU at that stage. So everything was still quite up in the air back in 2019 when Boris visited. This is quite a different time we're living in now.
Lastly, the Irish media obviously are dedicating a fair degree of attention to this. Does the UK media care? Do the UK people care?
I don't know about the UK people. I think the UK media will always care whenever there's a Prime Minister involved. Sky News this morning has it as their main story anyway. And I expect that the Prime Minister will take some time today to speak to the UK media on their own at some stage, so I hear. So yeah, the UK media will be all over this as well. They'll be looking to generate some sort of headlines, and you know how the tabloid media reacts in the UK anyway to things. Whether the UK people care is another question altogether, because I suppose people in Ireland always have this view that, you know, obviously given our history together, that people in England hate us. I don't think that's quite the case. I think that they're largely unaware of what's happening in Ireland. They're largely unaware that sometimes, you know, what's happening in Northern Ireland as well. So I don't think the average person in the UK is going to be waking up today and checking the news and wanting to hear the latest from Framley House.
Well, they may want to check the latest on the match. We'll see how that
goes.
True,
yeah.
Alex, thank you very much for coming in. We will let you go because I'm conscious that you need to get pursuing both of the leaders.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.